This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Another person died on Lake Pueblo Saturday after a boating accident. The death was the second on Lake Pueblo in 3 days. If both deaths are confirmed as drownings, this would bring Colorado up to 24 drownings this year. The state's annual record is 34, raising concerns that this might be the deadliest year for drownings in Colorado history, with just under 6 months still to go in the year. Officials are asking people to wear life vests while in any lakes, rivers, or streams, as well as helmets and footgear when engaging in any dangerous activities. Meantime, an archaeological mystery recently turned up during drainage work around the Francisco Fort Museum in La Vida, about an hour southwest of Pueblo. Michelle Slaughter of Alpine Archaeological Consultants says a colleague was monitoring the evacuation work and spotted ashes.
At this point, it's really hard to say what we've got there and who left that feature there.
Slaughter says her colleague also found bits of animal bone, a pottery shard, and charcoal in the trench. She says more study is needed to understand what they found. Denver released another round of rebates for its popular e-bike program this morning, and the vouchers went quickly. If you received an error message, that's because the city's website couldn't handle all the traffic. Officials say any application submitted this morning will be processed, but the program has already approved people for the 1,000 vouchers available to everyone. The program is now only accepting income-qualified applications. In Grand Junction, it's 96 degrees and clear. In Vail, it's 70 degrees. And in Denver, it's 74 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 306.